friend. It's time again for Moments of Melody. Some years ago, a preacher burdened for the souls of the down-and-outers along Skid Row resigned from his fashionable, wealthy church to give his time to work in the slums. Here he dealt with the poor, fallen wrecks of humanity, telling them of the awfulness of sin and of the mercy and love of God in Christ. After a year in this work, he was invited to preach in his former church of socialites. To their total surprise, he turned out to be an entirely different preacher than before. He burned with a strange zeal, preached with real conviction, and told them of a new vision he had found in the slums. He told them they were sinners and lost, and needed to be cleansed by the precious blood of Christ. The congregation was shocked, offended, and indignant. At the close of the service, a cultured and refined physician, who was acting as chairman, sought to quiet the audience by saying, "Our former pastor now works among the bums, and has given us a sample of the kind of sermons that these down-and-outers need. It was, I am sure, not meant for us at all." At this, the preacher leaped to his feet and said, "Doctor, do you treat a case of diphtheria any different in the home of a millionaire or in the shack in the slums?" "Well, why, no," said the physician. "There's only one treatment for diphtheria, no matter where it's found." "So too," said the preacher, "sin is sin, no matter where it manifests itself. It needs the same treatment. There is no difference." St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. "I am astounded that you've turned away so quickly from the truth. God invited you to share the eternal life he gives through Christ, and now you've already are following a different way to heaven, which really doesn't go to heaven at all. For there is no other way than the one we showed you. You are being fooled by those who twist and change the truth concerning Christ. Let God's curses fall on anyone, including myself, who preaches any other way to be saved than the one we told you about. Yes, if an angel came from heaven and preached any other message, let him be forever cursed. I will say it again. If anyone preaches any other gospel than the one you heard from us, let God's curse fall upon him. You can see that I am not trying to please you by sweet talk and flattery. No, I am trying to please God. If I tried to please men, I could not be Christ's servant." There's only one treatment for sin, and the Lord Jesus, with his death on the cross, is that treatment. Thank you.